Arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless wild living, and they heap abuse on you. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in this service. Thank you that we are ready to receive this word. We are ready to walk in this word, Lord. Thank you for giving us strength and endurance and boldness, Lord. As the world comes against us, Lord, we will hunger and thirst for righteousness. We will hunger and thirst to be obedient to your will and your word, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. If I could encourage everybody, if you'd like, look on the back of your bulletins or turn with me old school to 1 Peter. It's at the end of your Bible there. 1 Peter chapter 4 is where we're going to be at today. And we're going to continue our study in 1 Peter. I hope you're getting something out of it. I sure am. It's very convicting. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourself with the same way of thinking. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh. I think if you're a Christian, if you ever spend any time in Sunday school, you've heard that a time or two, that Jesus Christ suffered. Amen? Now let's talk about that for a second, because we want this to mean something, because a lot of the times when you've heard something over and over and over again, it can lose its power or its meaning to you. Does that make sense this morning? But let's understand that, hey, I know that your life is difficult. I know that you're overworked and underpaid and all that good stuff. Okay? But here's the deal, man. We serve a wonderful risen Savior. Amen? Can I get a witness? Now, this Savior, Jesus Christ, he suffered for sins that were not his own sins. You see what I'm saying? We owed a debt. We, us, everybody in here, humanity, we owe a debt that there was no way that we could pay ourselves. Y'all understand what I'm saying this morning? And Jesus Christ, out of his love and obedience for the Father, laid down his life and suffered for me and for you. So let that sink in this morning. Understand that he was nailed to a tree. Amen. He was flogged. He was ridiculed. He was beat. Crown of thorns. The religious elite of the day didn't care very much for him. A lot of people did not like him very much. Amen. But he was obedient to what the Father sent him to do. Amen. So, if you love Jesus, go ahead and give him some praise right now. And you know what? Everything's going to be all right. God is good. Amen. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh. You guys understand that, right? Amen. He suffered and he never did anything wrong. He never once sinned. Okay? But we got a pile of sins. We got a file of sins. We've messed up. We've blown it since the day we were born. We were doing things we shouldn't do. Amen. Now, Isaiah 53 and verse 6, look on your monitor. All we like sheep have gone astray. Okay, so let's get that straight. Ain't nobody in here perfect. None of us. Okay, we've all blown it. We've all made a mistake. God said, this is the way you need to go. And we want the exact opposite way. Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. So that's everybody, okay? And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Okay? So God so loved the world that he gave what? He gave his son so we can live forever. But not only so we can live forever in his presence, but so that he can use us down here. Amen? So he has use for us here, right now, right here, in your community, on your job, wherever you're at. He wants to use you. Amen? So whenever you feel that persecution, whenever you feel like things ain't working out, when you're unjustly, unfairly going through it, when you got the diagnosis that ain't fair, whatever's going on in your life, understand this, that your God, your Savior, suffered for you. Amen? And he did it out of love, so give him some praise. Amen? Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. Now, I really like that part of the verse right there. Arm yourselves. Do you understand? When we think about things in a certain way, that's being prepared for battle. We can either be preparing ourselves to have a big fall, to have a big failure. You see what I'm saying? by not being prepared. Or we can be ready for what's lying right around the corner. Someone said expect the unexpected, right? We live in a crazy world where crazy things happen, man. And crazy things happen to Christians just like anybody else. But God wants us to use these things for something awesome, amen? How we go through these things can show the world, hey, this is how a Christian deals with stuff like this. This is, we can encourage our brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? Hey, I thought I'd have a better job by this time. Hey, I thought I'd have a job by this time. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's going on, man, trust in God, lean on Him, amen, and let's show the world and our brothers and sisters that my God is good, my God is faithful, and no matter what happens, it's going to turn out all right, amen? Okay, so here we go. Arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. You know, Jesus had a certain way of thinking about this situation right here. He knew what He was on earth to do. He knew what was waiting for Him in Jerusalem. You know what I mean? And the good book just said, arm yourselves with that same attitude, man. How am I going to change the way I'm thinking? How am I going to get myself from being so selfish and all about me? What can I do about that? Get some self-help books at Barnes & Noble? Yeah, that might help a little bit for a little bit. But see, here's the deal. Here's the skinny, man. This Bible, the Word of God, you know, the more you get into it, the more it's going to renew your mind. The more you're going to begin to see things different. And we're going to understand that there is a God in heaven, and He is a good God. He's not picking on me, but He's working on me. He's maturing me, and He's using me. Amen. So let's arm ourselves. Can I get a witness? Through the Word of God, prepare ourselves. All right. Okay. Hebrews 12 and verse 2, right there on your monitors. Listen to this. Do I need to break up that little group? Probably. Okay. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Looking to Jesus. That's what we need to do, guys. Focus on Jesus. Focus on that cross. Focus on what's been done for you. Focus on the wonderful promises He has. Focus on the good. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Give Jesus some praise. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. You understand that? He knew what He was facing. You understand that? He knew what was waiting for Him right around the corner, but He was looking past that, looking to the other side of it, knowing that when He did this, the Father was going to be pleased, knowing that when He did this, our sins would be forgiven, and all we have to do is accept that precious gift. Amen? He was willing to go through that for me and for you. Amen? He was looking through to the other side, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Guys, sometimes we just got to endure what we're going through. You know what I mean? Just dig in and stand on the Word of God and know that God is going to work this out. That there's a reason that He is allowing me to go through this. Something bigger than myself. Amen. God has allowed it. Whatever you're going through. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? God had to sign off on it. He said, okay, just like Job. Okay, so here we are. We're in the middle of this storm, whatever it might be. Maybe you're going through some persecution. Maybe you're going through, you're dealing with your own consequences of some selfish action or whatever you're going through. God says, we're going to get through this together. Amen. We're going to learn some lessons through this, and we're going to be bigger, better, stronger Christians. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So that's where Jesus Christ is right now, man. You know what I mean? He did what He was supposed to do on earth, and now He is at that place of victory. Amen. That place where He is supposed to be right now. Amen. So give Him some praise. Give Him some praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. And let's understand, man, that you know what? God's with us right now. Bobby Jean, the good Lord is with you. He's never been closer. He's never been closer than He is right now. You know what I mean? He's right there with us in the middle of our storm. You know, just like He told Joshua, hey, don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. You can be brave. You can be strong because I'm with you. That can change the way we handle things right there, understanding that my God is with me. Amen. He didn't just create me. He didn't just save my soul, but He is with me through each and every day, each and every struggle. He's right there. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh, this is kind of crazy, guys. Are y'all ready for this? For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. What in the world does that mean? All God's people went, And you know, here's the bad thing is I fell asleep when I was supposed to study, so I'm going to need your help with this. All right, man. Okay. Here's the deal right here, guys. If you are willing to go through some persecution, if you're willing to go through some pain because you belong to the Most High God, because you belong to Jesus Christ, guess what? It's time for us to stop playing games, right? We're serious with our walk. If in our hearts we're gonna put up with some real persecution, we're gonna put up with some flack at the workplace because I love Jesus, then I should be taking my relationship with Jesus a little bit serious by now, right? Yeah. Amen. So that's the deal right there. If you're willing to go all out for Jesus, then you know what? You should be willing to go all out for Jesus. Amen. And we're not going to do that perfectly, but the more we fall in love with Him, the more we're going to be able to say no to that temptation. Amen. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Amen. Romans 8 and verse 18, I got it right there on the monitor. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. That's what we got to focus on right there, man. God is good. He's made some awful big promises. And guess what? He's not a man that he should lie. Amen. God keeps his word. Amen. He's with me through this. I trust in him. I lean on him. He says he'll give me strength as I focus on him. You know, and God's faithful, right? God's faithful. He's going to be there with us. And there's some awesome things that are going to happen. Amen. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing. Now, that's a pretty bold statement right there. You know what I mean? Paul was going through some hardcore persecution. Peter, James, all these guys were going through some pretty rough times. They all lost their lives because they loved Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And Paul just said, you know what? That's nothing. That is nothing compared to what's going to happen on the other side. That's nothing compared to when I see Jesus in His glory. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be awesome. And every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. And I'm going to be able to say, I was right! In your face! I don't think it's going to be quite like that, guys. But I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. Amen? All right. Praise the Lord. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, check mark, we know that, but let's keep it in our heart. Amen. Let's understand that my God suffered. My God paid a huge price for my salvation. Amen. Arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. All right. Let's get ready for battle. Let's understand that Jesus Christ did it. Amen. And I can do it for Him. Amen. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So basically, it's time to grow up. It's time to mature. It's time to put this old stuff away, man, and get to following the Most High God. Amen? Let's go to the next slide. First Peter 4 and verse 2. So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. Ouch. All God's people said, ouch. Okay. So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh. Guys, now let this sink in too, man. Are you guys aware of the fact, man, that we ain't getting younger, we're getting older? And time is slipping by here, man. That clock keeps ticking, ticking, ticking. You know what I mean? We're running out of time fast, man. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time. But God says, you know what? Put that old rubbish away. Amen. Put it away and follow me. You live to please me. You live to give me glory. Amen. Remember, thank you, Jesus. So whatever we're going through, we can give him glory in how we handle it. Amen. Okay, so James 4 and verse 14, Sister Kiwi. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. That's true. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow, only the Lord. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. You are a mist and then you're gone. So you're right. Me thinking last night, how can I get this point across? And I thought maybe, well, I'm not going to say that. But check this out, man. See, this is going to stick in your head all week. This is not, don't get this confused with breath spray. Because if you spray breath spray, if you spray eyeglass cleaner in your mouth as breath spray, it really hurts. And vice versa. But anyways, look, check it out. Everybody focus right now. Boom. Bam, boom, boom. Everyone got that? The big picture with that is we're not here for a long time, man. You know what I mean? We're here, then we're gone. We're like the little blade of grass. We're like the flower. All the ladies are like the pretty flowers, right? But then we're gone, man. And then our kids got it, and their kids got it. So what are we going to do with the time that we have? Right? Amen. Life is short. God has us here. Let's be about His business. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. That's a big demand right there. Because my flesh man, the old man, the guy that I used to be, still wants to do a lot of selfish stuff. You know what I mean? But when I want to do something stupid, when I want to do something selfish, hey, remember, what did we talk about at the beginning? No, seriously, I know y'all don't remember that. I'm doing the best I can to remember. No, seriously, man, Jesus suffered for us, man. We are saved people, and He wants to use us. Amen? And through the Holy Spirit, which indwells every single believer, if you love Jesus Christ, you are marked, you are stamped with the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit wants to guide you. Amen. We can say no to whatever's going on, and we can say yes to Jesus. So as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. That's what we're here for, man. You exist to give Him glory. You exist to be obedient to Him. Amen. Okay, so Hebrews 11 and verse 25 and 26, check it out. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. Talking about Moses. You realize Moses could have had anything in the world, anything that the world had to offer, he could have had. He was Pharaoh's daughter, was his mammy, his mama. He got anything, he could have anything he wanted. He experienced a lot of that. But God had a different plan for him. Amen. And he said, I want to be obedient to my God. I want to be used by God. I don't want to waste my time with all these trinkets and delicacies and all this rubbish, man. This stuff is only fun for a season, man. But God has me here for something bigger. And that's all of us. Amen? Amen. Hebrews 11 and 25. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. He didn't have to be mistreated with the people of God. But he knew this is where my destiny is. This is where God wants me to be. Amen. Well, I don't know where God wants me to be. I'll tell you where He wants you to be. He wants you to be at my bank tomorrow morning depositing some. No, forget that. That's just a joke. That's just a plan. That's just me playing. But listen, God wants you to read this word and walk in it. Be obedient to it. And everything else will take care of itself, man. It really will, man. You're worried about who you're going to marry or vice versa. Listen, man, get in this word, be obedient to it, and let God sort all that stuff out. Can I get a witness? Amen. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures because they're only here for a season, man. And sin is fun and exciting and happening and hip for a little bit. But then it gets crazy. Did y'all know that? You know that? Right. Then to enjoy the fleeting pleasures, because sin does look good, but that's another sermon. Enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value. Wow. You see that? You hear that? I would rather be mistreated. I would rather be treated shabbily. I would rather be treated poorly and be a servant of God than to have every single thing my little crazy mind could ever imagine. Amen. Because if I'm mistreated because I belong to Jesus, I'm mistreated because I belong to Jesus. And it's going to get good. Mm-hmm. Ooh, there it is. All God's people say, "Woo, there it is." He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. And Egypt was the big guy on the block, man. They had it all, man. This was the world power of the day. Because he was looking ahead to his reward. Let that sink in. Christ suffered. He says, hey, man, if they didn't like me, they ain't gonna like you either. If they're liking you, something ain't right. You know what I mean? So check this out. He suffered Get prepared for battle and understand, man, that we look through to the other side, man. We got good things coming, man. And God promises His presence through these storms and the provision. So we got to trust in Him. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next slide. First Peter 4 and verse 3. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do. Living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. Oh, great. We're up, Martha. We're not coming back here anymore. Pastor Paul said we can't go to the orgy next weekend. Listen, man. Listen to what I'm saying. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do. Okay. So, in this world, there was two types of people. There was Jews and Gentiles, right? Okay. So, when we say Gentile, we can be talking about an unbeliever, a pagan. Okay. They can do whatever they want to do because they serve a different master. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Okay. But we belong to somebody else. And that verse is pretty cool because it's like, hey, if you were going to do that rubbish, you should have done it a long time ago because now you got a new master. Amen. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. This is us, guys. Even though that flesh man wants to get in trouble, that flesh man wants to do a lot of crazy stuff, that old guy does. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that should be all of us. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you are in Christ. Amen? Because you can't get saved on your own. You accept that gift, and you are washed in His blood. Amen? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Isn't that good? The power of sin has been broken off of our lives. We do not have to give in to that stuff. Now, I'm not saying it ain't tempting. I'm not saying it ain't strong, but I can do all things through Christ. Amen? Are y'all with me? In John 3 and verse 30, He must increase, I must decrease. That needs to be our marching order. That needs to be what we say when we get up out of bed. We need to have that in the forefront of our thoughts. This day belongs to God. It must be more about Him and less about myself. Each and every day. Amen. Well, life is hard and everybody's being mean to me because I love Jesus. Well, they were mean to Jesus too. Amen. 1 John and 1:8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. You hear that? You're not going to do it perfectly. Amen. But it's going to be more of God and less of myself. More of God and less of myself. It's about Him, not me. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next slide. Clyde. 1 Peter 4 and verse 4. With respect to this, they are surprised. Who's surprised? The world, the unsaved, the unrepentant. They're like, let me get this straight, man. You used to be the life of the party. You used to be like super cool and rad, and now you're square and dull, and I wish I didn't invite you. What are you doing here, man? You know? They're not going to get it, man. The world doesn't get it, but there's been a change in us. I'm a new creation. Amen? With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery. And it is a flood, isn't it? Because as Christians, we kind of tiptoe back into the world a little bit here and there. We get a little brave, right? Like, oh, I can handle this. You step in the baby section and you get a little deeper. And before too long, man, it's a flood. You're swept away, man. It's like, wow, how did I get in this situation? I thought all this stuff was done. Wow. That's how it works. Okay. And the world can do that because they serve a different master. Amen. But we belong to somebody else. And I'm not on a pedestal saying I got this all under. Oh, hey, Bray. Hey, QQ. Ain't nobody perfect. Amen. But this is what we're shooting for, man. You know what I mean? Okay. And we don't have a lot of time. We don't know how long we have. You know what I'm saying? Life is short. Oh, by the way, I went to go get my hair cut with my son the other day. And I pulled up to the barber that I see like every 6 weeks. And there was a note on the door that said the barber had passed away. Yeah. Yeah, sure enough. And the guy, is like 1.5, 2 years older than me. So that kind of put things in perspective for me, you know, for that afternoon. You know, like, man, you don't know how long you have. Life is so short. So we're going to take this time and we're going to live it for God's will, for His purposes. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery and they malign you. So malign you. They speak evil of you and they abuse you. Okay, now maybe we don't witness a lot of that, but it's going on in a lot of places throughout the world. Amen. You know what I mean? Hebrews 12 and verse 3. Consider him who endured from sinners. When it gets hard, when it gets tough, when nothing's working out, don't forget about what Jesus did. Amen. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself. Here's Jesus, sinless, spotless, went through all types of torment for me and for you, and we ain't nowhere near perfect. Amen? Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself so that you may not grow weary and faint-hearted. Listen, guys, I know some of us are just weary, man. We are worn out. We are worn out from everything going on, from work, from life, the kids, whatever. Hey, let's keep our focus on Jesus. Amen? And understand, man, that he never promised it was going to be easy. But he promised to be with us and give us what we need. And there's some great things heading our way. So let's be excited. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We love you and praise you. Thank you, Father God, that we are excited. And we are hungry to be obedient to your word, Lord. And we want to be what you've called us to be, Lord Jesus. Thank you that as we go through trials and storms and deal with consequences, Lord, that you will give us the strength to endure and you will give us peace, Lord, and we will learn what you're trying to teach us, Lord. Thank you for financial breakthroughs and mental and physical healings, Lord. We ask you to bless this congregation. We ask you, Lord God, to put revival in our hearts, Lord. Give us a hunger for you like never before. Thank you for a fresh pouring of your Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our homes and in this community, Lord. Thank you that East Milton is fired up for you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for a hedge of protection around our homes, Lord. We love you and praise you. Thank you for your healing power with Cindy and Donnie and the Martins and Miss Bonnie Brown and everybody, Miss Rita King, Lord, Brother Dwayne, Bobby Jean Joyner. We love you and praise you, Lord. Your will be done. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.